and the young fir tree, that had now grown to a very comely size, trembled at the sight. For the magnificent great trees fell to the earth with noise and cracking. The branches were lopped off, and the trees looked long and bare. They were hardly to be recognized, and then they were laid in carts, and the horses dragged them out of the wood. But where did they go? What became of them? In spring, when the swallows and storks came, the tree asked them, "Do you know where they have been taken? Have you not met them anywhere?" The swallows did not know anything about it, but the stork looked musing and nodded his head and said, "Yes, I think I know. I met many ships as I was flying hither from Egypt. On the ships were magnificent masts, and I venture to say that they smelt like fir. I may congratulate you, for they lifted themselves on high most majestically." "Oh, were I but old enough to fly across the sea! But how does the sea look in reality? What is it like?"
"That would take a long time to explain," said the stork, and with these words off he went.
"Rejoice in thy growth,"